Congratulations. Welcome to the Raiders. How does it feel to put on these colors, black and silver?
It feels great. Feels great. I had a little bit of an association with the Raiders when I coached at USC. The Raiders were in Los Angeles at the time, in the late 80s. And we had somewhat of a connection. Of course, Mr. Davis was, had an affinity to SC.
What was your decision-making process to come to the Raiders?
I first went in there. I didn't know what to expect because I didn't know Coach Allen. I'd never met him or anything like that. So I didn't know what to expect. But as the meeting went on, I kept hearkening back to when I was a high school coach. I kind of had that feeling almost like we were in the PE coach's locker room at Chalmette High School, and we were sitting around trying to solve the problem, and an esprit de corps of, in what way can we get better, in what way we can go out and win the game tonight. And I had that feeling that that's the kind of head coach he was, or that's the kind of person he is. And I really like that. I mean, I like that kind of mentality.
Taking a look at the current roster and seeing a name like Sebastian Janikowski, what are the advantages of having a player like that on the team?
I mean, what a career the guy's had. And the ability to score half a touchdown, which 3 points is, from almost anywhere, and to be so consistent is really a great offensive weapon. And, of course, he's a great defensive weapon because of the way he kicks off. So that investment, years ago, it was just genius, really, to the points he's put up, the big plays he's made.
Now, with your years of experience, what things do you delete from the past that you've done and the things that you keep and hold on to no matter where you are?
The things you hold on to are the things that create the greatest culture for you. And those things are, hard work, discipline, intensity. Those things are, you have to carry with you. You really have to run a tight ship.
Can you tell me one thing that the Raider Nation, our Raider fans, should know about you that they can't read about you?
Well, I said it before, gratitude. I have a tremendous gratitude about being in the NFL. It's a great honor to be in the NFL. Kind of carry that at all times that, I owe the league my best effort, and I'm very fortunate to be here.
Any message to the Raider fans?
Yeah, let's get a petition where we get the shield on the numbers like it used to be years ago. I thought that was unique. I used to think that was so unique that the Raiders in the Coliseum would have the Raider shield, and then they have a 10. And then at the 20, they'd have the Raider shield, and they'd have the 20. That was unique to football. So get those guys to petition, we get the shield back on the field.